Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Thank you, Maggie. Time for another poem. This week we're going to look at oral contraceptives. Good day, Mark.
How are you doing?
Good. You picked a good topic for us this week. Oral contraceptives, something that we sort of take for granted in our lives, but they've only been around for 40 or 50 years. Although their short-term effects have been studied in detail, we don't know a great deal about their long-term effects, particularly since the formulation of oral contraceptives have changed as the estrogen dose has gone from 50 micrograms down to lower concentration. This week, Mark, you're going to take us on an exploration of whether women who've ever used oral contraceptives, do they have an increased risk of cancer? What did they find?
Well, this study, like the one last week, used a large United Kingdom database and followed women for a long period of time. So this is an observational study. They began in 1968, and at that time, 1,400 GPs recruited about 46,000 women, and they followed them for up to 38 years. Now, about half of those women were taking oral contraceptives and half were not. Only 26% of the women originally recruited completed the study, so that's a problem. But the researchers were able to look at outcomes in these women, like diagnoses of cancer, that kind of thing, for about three-quarters of them using data collected by the National Health Service. So over 36 years of observation, there was no difference in mortality between the groups. So all-cause mortality was the same. They adjusted for things that might be related to oral contraceptive use, like age, smoking, social status, parity. And when they did that, there was a 12% overall reduction in the risk of any cancer in women who ever used oral contraceptives compared to women who never used them. And those ever users were 28% less likely to develop colorectal cancer, 42% less likely to have a uterine body cancer, and 46% less likely to develop ovarian cancer. Now, if you only looked at women who used oral contraceptives for 8 or more years, they actually had a 22% increased overall risk of any cancer compared with the never users. Cervical and CNS cancers in particular were increased in this group. Now, I think you can argue that perhaps the reason they saw more cervical cancers in those patients were just lead time bias and sort of surveillance bias, because these women were presumably getting more regular visits to get their oral contraceptives, more pap smears, more surveillance, So certainly that may have been partially responsible for that increase.
Maybe opinion here, Mark. It also, one of the things that I was concerned about the study is that in this particular study, I didn't see that they controlled for the number of partners. And in 1968 and through the 70s and 80s, women who chose, these were self-selecting women who chose OCPs versus not OCPs. And it may be that those women were different women. They may be engaged in different sexual practices, et cetera. In addition, it may be that women who have used OCPs for longer periods of time maybe engage in different behaviors. Maybe they have more sexual partners. Mm-hmm. Maybe, again, I don't have any data for this, but just maybe women who use OCPs for fewer number of years are women who are monogamous, who then move from OCPs to something that's more stable, like an IUD or something like that, so that they have a decreased risk. And really what we're seeing is just a surrogate marker for an increased number of partners.
Yeah, and by that, exposure to HPV as well. So, yeah, right. I think that's a great point. And that is something they were not able to control for in this study.
Right.
Just moving on, the risk of ovarian cancer did drop the longer they used the OCP. So even those women who were taking it for 8 or more years, they had even less ovarian cancer. And I think one of the things of greatest interest to women might be that the breast cancer risk was not affected overall by use of oral contraceptives. The reduced ovarian and uterine cancer risks are consistent with the results from some other studies, particularly ovarian cancer. And while they did find no change in breast cancer risk, they really couldn't break out key subgroups like patients with a family history or those who are eventually diagnosed with a premenopausal cancer, where there's some concern that oral contraceptives may be, somewhat of a risk factor in those specific subgroups. So, having ever used an OCP, kind of the bottom line, having ever used an OCP doesn't increase a woman's overall risk of cancer based on this observational study, may actually slightly decrease it, particularly for women who use them for 8 or less years. The risk for some specific cancers, again, is kind of tied to what type of cancer it is and how long they use oral contraceptives. I think overall this, to me, says that oral contraceptives use is probably kind of a wash. There probably is a little bit of increased risk, probably a little bit of decreased risk, and overall it seems like women are not particularly harmed or benefited globally by OCP use.
Excellent. And I think it's an important contribution to the literature. The there are a small group of women that come in that are really concerned about cancer, and I think this this helps put that in perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we always have to remember that an unwanted pregnancy is a type of harm as well, and certainly has a higher mortality and morbidity associated with it than any OCPs in any patient subgroup.
Excellent point. Mark, thanks for this poem. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right, take care.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.